man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country. Welcome to the show, folks. Survive. Here we are. Friday, June 16th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The live Trump phenomenon is on the air. With us, Paul Fromm from Canada. Paul, thank you.
Oh, good to be here.
And George from Maryland.
Good to be here too, James. Welcome back, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Another 24 hours logged in the Trump era, as George calls it so rightly. And we'll try to cover some of the major things that have happened in the last 24 hours. I want to share with you, Pat Buchanan has been thinking about this. He's got a column entitled A Long History of Leftist Hatred, and that's Pat Buchanan's response to the shooting on the baseball field. That's a very good article. There's some great news today. Department of Homeland Security Administrator John Kelly announcing that Donald Trump is taking apart the Obama amnesty in various forms. We'll take you to that good news. Another good up. Donald Trump taking apart the Obama. What would you call it? crawling on his knees to communist Cuba. Donald Trump's not going to have any of that crawling on our knees to communist Cuba, the Cuban government. So that's also good news today. And then something really good I want to share with you. Lou Dobbs, one of my favorites, he really gets it right on what's going on with Robert Mueller and with all these investigations. I might just play just a bit of that to start out the show. If you want to get in your comments, 800-313-9443. That's our number, 800-313-9443, during our brief hour together here. After tonight's hour, we will rejoin you on Sunday with our three-hour really big shoe. And that is from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll see you excuse me, 3 to 6. Oh boy, I keep doing that wrong. 3 to 6. And anytime you hear me doing that, George, just bring me up short. 3 to 6 p.m. That's a very good hour for a show. 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. I have to think of it from my central time zone, 2 to 5 p.m. perspective here in North Dakota. Yes, and of course, RBN is on central time, but I like to give times on in the eastern time zone because it's kind of standard to say that something is blah, 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 eastern time. And then everybody else knows where they fit into eastern time. Well, let's let us go to just a moment here of Lou Dobbs just to get the festivities started. Here he is in his latest comment on what he identifies quite correctly as these very, very important need to end the stupid investigations into the non-existent, the nothing burger of Russiagate. And by the way, notice that Dobbs gets it right here. He indicts the idiot Republican senators and congressmen who are allowing their own committees to, they have complete control of these committees. They're allowing them to investigate nothing, and they know it's nothing, and they're allowing it to go on. All of this should end, and Mueller should be fired. Listen to Dobbs. He says it better than I can.
We're talking with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, and we're talking about the presidency and what may turn out to be an absolutely historic inflection point in the country's history. Chris, your judgments right now about the options available to the president, to the leadership of the House and the Senate, who permitted this egregiously horrible decision to permit a special counsel.
There's a few things in play, Lou. Number one, you've got this case where yesterday Attorney General Sessions obviously rocked the leftists back on their heels with a very strong defense, but the deep state wouldn't allow that to occur more than 24 hours.
Right.
And so now you have a leak coming out of the special counsel's office or the FBI agents working for him. That in and of itself, you would imagine, is a form of misconduct that arguably could result in his termination. You can't have a special counsel's office, you know, running an anti-presidential campaign on their own. So now he's got a leaking problem, just like his buddy, Mr. Comey. And let's not forget that Mueller and Comey are pals. So there's another conflict of interest there. This is a mess.
But it is also clearly an attempt to subvert the government of the United States, as well as the administration of Donald J. Trump, president of the United States.
Yeah,
his options? How should he deal with this? Because this has reached crisis proportions without a doubt.
I said to my colleagues that, you know, this is a rough assessment. It's not nice to say, but frankly, the left wants the president impeached. And if they could jail members of his family, they'd go for that too. It's just that vicious. It's just that dirty. And here the president's faced with either a new attorney general to eliminate the conflict of interest with respect to Attorney General Sessions, mm-hmm. or he exercises his authority and says, look, you're already leaking what could be false and misleading statements with anonymous sources of the Post. And that's a form of misconduct that he can relieve him or fire him for.
Robert Mueller.
Correct. Or he could say, look, let's just let this thing play out. We will have the Justice Department, through Mr. Rosenstein, constrain or limit his mission statement. Right now, he can just kind of run wild. What they could say to him is, look, you will only look at criminal matters, not counterintelligence reviews, criminal.
And is there a good choice available to the president, Chris?
Of course there is. I mean, he has...
What is it?
Now, that was Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch is doing great work in supporting the Trump revolution. and supporting us, supporting Patriots. Judicial Watch doing a great job. So there you have it, folks. Donald Trump, Robert Mueller, just he or those clowns around him just leaked more information, plenty enough reason to can him. Donald Trump doesn't need anything more than that. And the other idea he floated out here, this all start became, come, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Jeff Sessions recused himself because he was part of the Trump campaign. As simple as that. He felt his reading of the Justice Department regulations were very, you know, harsh on himself. If I've been involved with a campaign, a neutral act, there's nothing wrong with that, I should recuse myself from any investigation of the campaign. Well, he didn't really need to do that. He was being, as I say, no good deed goes unpunished. He did that, taking himself out of the picture. What Donald Trump could do is, just in a very nice fashion, give Jeff Sessions another job, a really highly placed job, move him sideways, and then bring in another attorney general who doesn't need to recuse himself, who didn't have anything to do with the campaign, and that attorney general can take charge of this whole thing, send Mueller packing, and we can get on with the business of making America great.
Yeah, how about Rudy Giuliani?
Well, yeah, or somebody. Giuliani was up to his eyeballs in the campaign, so he would have to recuse himself. But some great figure who was not, for whatever reason, was not involved in the campaign, who would make a great attorney general. But anyway, so Farrell of Judicial Watch sketches out three avenues: replace Sessions, can Mueller, or have Rosenstein severely restrict what Mueller is directed to do. And he is under the direction of the Justice Department, Rosenstein being the deputy attorney general who has not recused himself. He is he is in effect the attorney general in this matter, but senior to all those guys, Donald Trump. You know, the buck stops at Donald Trump. He can maneuver and do anything he wants here. We'll go. And by the way, another thing we'll cover is Donald Trump's great tweets in the last day or two. His most recent tweet he has on this matter. He says, this is 12 hours ago, I am being investigated for firing the FBI director, that's Comey, by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt. So apparently, I didn't know this, Mueller, Trump may have talked with Mueller, and or it may be he's talking about Rosenstein there. I don't know. Looks like maybe if he's talking about Rosenstein, I think that may be, he may be getting ready to fire Rosenstein. And then here's his previous tweet, 12 hours ago. Despite the phony witch hunt going on in America, the economic and jobs numbers are great, regulations way down, jobs and enthusiasm way up. Previous tweet, an hour earlier. The fake news media hates when I use what has turned out to be my very powerful social media. Over 100 million people. I didn't know it was that big. In this particular tweet channel that I'm reading, Donald Trump has 32.5 million subscribers, but apparently his total on all his channels is over 100 million people. And then he says,
"I think that's bigger than the subscription base of the New York Times."
Well, by about by about 10 times, yeah, and or more. And he says, "I can go around them." Very good. And he says in a tweet 13 hours ago, after 7 months of investigations and committee hearings about my, quote, collusion with the Russians, unquote, nobody has been able to show any proof. Sad, exclamation mark. Let's see. Here he goes. Previous tweet, crooked Hillary destroyed phones with a hammer, bleached emails, and had husband meet with attorney general days before she was cleared. And they talk about obstruction. Then he says in another tweet, why is it that Hillary Clinton's family and the Democrats' dealings with Russia are not looked at, but my non-dealings are. And then he tweets earlier, you are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people. Previous tweet, they made up a phony collusion with the Russians, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. So there, Donald Trump really laying it out there in his tweets. And let me go here and take a look at our phone lines coming in and see if any of you have dialed in yet to 800-313-9443. Boy, somebody, George just sent me a what was the update you sent me on Steve Scalise's condition, George?
Yes, it was Donald Trump sent out that Mr. Scalise. He took a round for all of us, and all sorts of media thing, especially CBS News, was very offended by that. What do you mean by us? So, bullets are flying here, James. You know, I was pretty worked up last night, and I'm watching all this. This is all opportunity grounds, and Trump has pretty much been three steps ahead of us on everything. Be really good if he were three steps ahead of us on this. I just picture, you know, why not sign up his own brand new special prosecutor, persecutor, to investigate the other two and throw in Hillary Clinton and James Comey and about 15 other people. You know, indict the editor of the Times and the Post for, you know, leaking classified information. There's enough for a definite showdown at the OK Corral, and we're all waiting for Don to pull the trigger. We just don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, well, you know, Rudy Giuliani said during the primaries, he said, if I were the head of the prosecution against Hillary Clinton, he said, I would have a field day. I would tear her apart. And he said, I could win that case in my sleep. That is such an easy case. The evidence against Hillary is so tremendous. He said, I consider myself an utter failure as an attorney if I couldn't put her in jail. So, yeah, Rudy Giuliani, by the way, couldn't be
that. James, yep. One thought at a time, doing the math of the 435 folks in Congress, you know, you need half of that plus one to impeach the president. And I wish it was me. You know, if I were done, you know, Monday morning, people like to do things like that on Sunday night. I'd fire everybody on Sunday night and say, bring it on. You want to impeach me? Let's have a vote right now.
He's not going to get impeached. Donald Trump will not be impeached. There's no even remotest chance of that. You got to have 2/3 of the Senate. That is not going to happen, or both houses, and majority in both houses. That won't happen. But what they're doing here is they're crippling. The goal here is to cripple. I mean, the Democrats, you know, fantasize of impeaching Trump, but they are clearly in an alternate universe right now. They are with very limited contact.
Round of this, let's go about crippling. It isn't even July 4th weekend yet.
Right.
You know, the first round elections are still a long way off. I mean, if he's able to resolve this stuff by 1 October at the beginning of the fiscal year and sweep away the debris, you know, by Christmas Day, we could have, you know, a border wall and just about everything we've been waiting for.
Right. Well, you know, an interesting question. How did Rosenstein come up with Mueller as his choice to be special counsel? First of all, I mean, you know, it's a series of blunders and mistakes here. A well-intentioned one from Jeff Sessions recusing himself, so taking himself out as Attorney General on this matter. We'll resume the chain of errors here right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and
be. We're back, folks.
Everything I can be.
I was just looking during the break here at the, this sad news.
What I love is
that the Arleigh Burke class destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, had a collision in, Yokosuka, but it's probably Yokosuka.
It is Yokosuka.
Yokosuka Bay. And, I have no idea what happened, but I looked up the origin of the name. The Fitzgerald was named after William Fitzgerald, a hero in the Vietnam War. And this ship was commissioned in 1995 in Newport, Rhode Island, and is designed to be part of the Arleigh Burke class destroyers that defend against ballistic missiles. It's one of its missions. So that may be why it's deployed right now near Korea. But sad story there, and crewmen missing. That's a terrible, terrible mishap. And I, I don't know. It seems it occurred in daylight. I can just envisage men like William Fitzgerald. If those two ships were converging, there might have been very courageous Navy men trying in some way to fend off the Japanese vessel, and it may have cost them their lives. That can be. I've been on a ship, and there. You know, when you're going to collide with something, there are fenders and things that you can put over the side. But boy, you got to have guts to be in that position.
Raise another media issue. It does in a sense deal with the patriotic media. And I think this is, it's going to be exciting. As far as I know, the final decision is not being made, but on NBC this Sunday, apparently Megyn Kelly is going to run a long interview with Alex Jones.
Yes.
And yep. This has caused a huge, huge fuffle. I didn't know that this movement actually had a name, but apparently it does. And it's called the No Platforming Movement.
And yeah, which means no free speech, no free speech.
Exactly. The radical left says that they don't like this person or that person. No platform for it. Well, of course, it started with, maybe it didn't start with, but Milo Yiannopoulos and then Ann Coulter and a number of others, Charles Murray, the author of The Bell Curve in the UK, people like former leader of the British National Party, Nick Griffin, even radical feminists or pioneering feminists, Germaine Greer. Apparently she has some problems with the transgendered agenda, so there was no platform for her. And then some longtime homosexual rights activist in Britain, Peter Patchell, came to her defense. He signed a letter in defense of Germaine Greer's right to speak. No platform for Patchell. Well, these lunatics are now demanding that Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones be pulled. Among the intellectual heavyweights weighing in is Chelsea Clinton.
She's
the daughter of Hillary and Billary, and apparently she tweeted, "There is no justification for amplifying lies or a liar, particular about unimaginable tragedy." I think it's referring to he has problems with the reality of Sandy Hook. But you know what this movement. It first of all, reminds me of a group of people we had in Canada, but you probably have them in the States. We used to call them the Maoists. They were the Communist Party of Canada, Marxist-Leninists, as opposed to the Communist Party Moscow branch. And and they used to show up with planks of wood and sticks and so on to nationalist meetings like some of our own. But also even to university lectures, like there's a fellow.
Yeah, well, keep your thought, Paul. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And I was just thinking about this is a heavy tweet from Donald Trump. He said, "I'm being investigated for obstruction of justice for firing James Comey by the person who recommended I fire James Comey." And I'm trying to figure out who that is. I think that's Rod Rosenstein. I think that's who Donald Trump is talking about, the assistant attorney general.
Well, I'd be delighted to see Mr. Rosenstein take up new employment.
Yeah. I mean, I can't figure out who else Donald Trump could be talking about. I don't think he's talking about Robert Mueller. I don't think Robert Mueller was consulted on firing James Comey. And Mueller would certainly, who is a comrade in arms. He's a bosom buddy of James Comey. He would never. I think Donald Trump is saying, Rod Rosenstein, thanks a lot. You recommended that I fire James Comey, and now you, who are supervising Mueller and who appointed Mueller, in effect, you, Rosenstein, are persecuting me for doing what you said you recommended, firing James Comey. I'll tell you what, that to me, that's the earthquake here. I haven't seen anybody else comment on that. That's a hell of a comment from Donald Trump, and I think that greases the skids for Rod Rosenstein's departure from the Justice Department.
I agree, James. Trump is in the same boat that Erdogan was in Turkey 6 months ago. Erdogan did the right thing. There was a coup in progress, and that's what this is all about. Now, this whole Comey.
Well, I don't want him to be. I don't compare him to Erdogan. I mean, these guys are, you know,
I'm comparing them to the situation, and that, yeah. You know, the deep state. Now, everything I've seen is the Soros types in the world, like Erdogan's opponents, and they were contributing to all the nonsense happening in Ankara, and then next thing you know, he had to respond.
Well, you know, Donald Trump, and by the way, this goes to what you were saying, Paul, about these nasty people. Now, I'm going to play a quote here from Lou Dobbs. I'm going to try to connect what you gentlemen are saying and put it all together, and then we'll add some comments from the audience here. These are, Paul, you're right, about their the left's hostility towards free speech for any of us, for any patriots. Listen to Lou Dobbs backing up what you're saying, Paul, and listen to his characterization of these people as really nasty people. Here he goes. This is very short. I won't play much.
As for Mueller, he has his own conflicts of interest. He's known James Comey since at least 2003. The two men worked together. They've been described as brothers in arms, working side by side in the Justice Department during the Bush-era surveillance showdown. And in 2007, Comey said of Mueller, quote, "He's one of the finest people I've ever met." Comey himself even admitted to leaking his own memos to a friend to leak to the New York Times in order to help prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And that result was achieved. The left and the deep state are thrashing about now. They're fighting as hard as they can to preserve the status quo and the establishment's orthodoxy in what is turning out to be a political mortal battle against the president. So far, only one Republican leader has had the brains and the guts to call for an end to the Senate and House intel investigations of alleged collusion with the Russians, for which, by the way, let me say again, there is no evidence of any kind whatsoever, not a scintilla. The Republican National Committee Chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, calling for an end to all of these investigations, calling for the special counsel to end his investigation quickly. Robert Mueller has already proved that his version of a special counsel cannot be truly independent. This is, no matter what else you want to style it, an absolute witch hunt against the President of the United States at best. At worst, it's outright orchestrated acts of subversion of his lawful presidency. End the special counsel. End the Senate and House so-called investigations. And let's get on with draining this swamp of these nasty, nasty creatures.
There you go, Paul.
Here, here.
Nasty, nasty creatures. I'll tell you what, I'm rocked back on my heels by that Donald Trump tweet. I'll read it to you again. Folks, you try to figure it out. Who is he talking about? I'll read it again. "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man," who is this man, "who told me to fire the FBI director."
He's not being investigated by Rosenstein, is he?
Well, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because Robert Mueller is absolutely working for Rod Rosenstein.
Okay. Well, yeah, then that would seem to be the clear meaning.
Yes. And Rosenstein wrote a lengthy memo, a detailed memo, detailing why he strongly felt Comey should be fired. Rod Rosenstein wrote such a memo. Jeff Sessions wrote such a memo to the president, and he acted upon that.
And then they go ballistic. Sessions, but the others go ballistic and want Donald Trump's scalp.
Yes. So I think that is a shot across the bow. And we'll go to George, who's going to make a naval comment here in a moment on the tragedy in Yokosuka. But that's a shot across the bow to Rod Rosenstein. I can't see any other interpretation of that. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's big. And, you know, Rosenstein is simply the deputy attorney general. That's not that big a fish in the pond. Donald Trump can fire him in a heartbeat, and I think he should. Because the critical mistake, Jeff Sessions' mistake in recusing himself, I don't even know that that can be called a mistake. It's just the act of an extremely honorable man with very, very high standards of integrity. But that then made Rod Rosenstein, in effect, for this matter, the attorney general. Then it was Rosenstein who came up with the brilliant idea of making Bob Mueller a Trump enemy and a Comey friend, the head of a witch hunt.
Yeah.
You know, and we know this. Rosenstein himself said he did not consult Donald Trump before he made his decision to appoint a special counsel, A. Whoa, didn't even consult the president. And then B, picks, the man on a broomstick, Bob Mueller himself. So I think, boy, Rod Rosenstein, I think that's the story right now, and the guy who needs to be relieved. Now let's shift for just a moment here back to the Yakuska story. George, you had a thought on this tragic collision between the Fitzgerald and Japanese cargo ship.
Yeah, I just want to touch quickly. There is no more frightening sound in the life of the sailor than to hear the collision alarm. I thank God in my time at sea, I never heard it except to have it tested. A collision at sea is absolutely terrifying. The Fitzgerald had theirs at 2:30 in the morning. You see the pictures of it. That is a badly damaged ship. And all the damaged area is not far from the missile compartments and all sorts of things that can go kaboom on a ship, dead people and whatnot. So a sad day for the U.S. Navy. Everyone with a commission in the United States gets to see this a movie called I Relieve You, Sir. And it's a dramatization of the collision between the USS Evans and the Australian ship Melbourne that happened back during the Vietnam days. Extremely hideous disaster. Chopped the Evans in half, and lots of people died. So our hats off to the sailors. It just reminded me of Representative Scalise fighting for his life. It's been a really rotten week for patriots, and I'm pissed off about it.
And George, I got that wrong because I was looking at the U.S. time for the collision. So, yeah, 2:30 a.m., boy, that's pitch black. And in close, I think they were in Yokosuka Bay there, which would be a very crowded sea lane. The ship, I don't know how big the ship they collided with was, but some of those ships are immense. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I guess our prayers and best wishes to all the dead and injured. I think we can certainly all agree on that.
Yeah, well, the... Let us. I'm looking at a picture here, and it's just below the flying bridge. The impact there on the
it's right next to the special radar they use for air defense, and not far from the missile battery. It's right amidships. Ships right. Listing to port rather in an ugly manner. Nasty, nasty, nasty. So. Yeah. And when you sign up for the U.S. Navy, there are hazards involved.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful ship. Very recent, recent vintage Arleigh Burke class. It's a really fine warship. I think this would be a good time to go to covering another story we mentioned at the start of the show here. I don't mean, I got Tom in Florida on the line. Tom, I hate to have you waiting, but thank you, brother. A Long History of Leftist Hatred by Pat Buchanan. We talked about Pat Buchanan last night, and I made we got into some spirited conversation. We had a caller who I thought was casting aspersions on Roman Catholicism in general when he mentioned... we were reading a tremendous column by Pat Buchanan. I mean, one of the greatest ones he's ever written, in which he tells Donald Trump, it's basically a letter to Donald Trump saying, look, this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. It's not going to stop. you must go to guerrilla war against the deep state, and it's either you or them. You're gonna overthrow the deep state, or they're gonna take you out. Beautiful, beautiful missive from Pat Buchanan to Donald Trump. And then one of our listeners, piped in with, "Oh, Pat Buchanan's a member of the Knights of Malta." You know, oh, he's, you know, and you know, I just said, "Hey, you know what? This kind of commentary, where Protestant versus Roman Catholic, is so dumb. It is so dumb in either direction." And I used the example of my own name. Kelso is here in America only because of that fighting in Ulster. And my middle name, Walworth, German, is only here because of the fighting during the 30 Years' War in Rhineland-Pfalz. And, you know, this is just dumb. And I neglected to mention last night, as, you know, we were featuring the two great patriots we were featuring on the show last night were Sean Hannity and Pat Buchanan. And, you know, after the show, George pointed out to me, "Hey, you can't, two Irish Catholic boys, you know, Sean Hannity, you can't get more Irish than that. Pat Buchanan, can't get more Irish than that." And two great American patriots. And then, I have a Protestant upbringing myself. Paul and George, you know, Catholic upbringing. I think, Paul, in your case, is that the case?
That's the case, yes.
Yeah. So, folks, and the point I made at the end of the show, I don't know if it got overridden by the music, was what this show, my life, all I intend to accomplish here in my sunset years is I want white folks to start acting like a family, if I had to put it in one sentence. We have got to act like a family. Buchanan's missive to Donald Trump, you know, it's for all the marbles, and you've got to fight these people and overthrow them. The only way we can do that, folks, Donald Trump can't do that by himself. No way. The family has to fall in behind Donald Trump, who, by the way, in his own personal life, I think really epitomizes the way in which white folks, Catholic and Protestant, can come together. Melania, a practicing Roman Catholic, as evidenced by her really revealing this fact when Pope Francis blessed her rosary. Donald Trump, raised as a Presbyterian, that's the influence of his Scott mother, born in Scotland on the in the Hebrides, and Donald Trump epitomizing that, and Baron Trump. You know, his mom's a Catholic, his dad is a Presbyterian. So very interesting, representing the fusion of our people into the family we have always needed to be. Things like the 30 Years' War, Paul, you know, people, they don't teach history anymore in school, so there are very few people listening to my voice who know what the 30 Years' War was like or what it was about. A classic example of the stupidity of white people fighting white people. Folks, in parts of Germany in the 30 Years' War in the 1600s, the death toll was as high as 50% in towns like Württemberg. And they were fighting over nothing, absolutely nothing. White people fighting white people. We've got to stop doing that, become the family that we have to become now in order to survive as a people.
Being invaded by the Third World and betrayed by the cultural Marxists, some of them our own people. This is a fight to the finish. If we lose, we'll be a minority, and we will probably be exterminated or driven to the far, far fringes. And we need everybody.
We need absolutely everybody. And there's no...
The French, the Germans, the Brits, everybody. We've got to stop this silly... this counterproductive ethnic fighting... And you know, there are still traces of the old religious, well, Lef Buchanan, I think he's a member of the Knights of Malta. Yeah, and what does that have to do with his warning to the president? I was conducting a meeting of my own with a great videographer, Brian Rue, last night in Toronto, but I know that line of thinking, and it doesn't lead anywhere. It has nothing to do with anything, with the cost of the team, try to judge Buchanan by what he says. If he's talking nonsense, call it. But just because, oh, he's a member of the Knights of Malta, yeah, so what?
Exactly. And I'm going to, let's see here, let me slide along here. I don't want to keep Tom waiting any further. Tom, in Florida, you've got the microphone.
Hello, James? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tom. Yes, thank you for waiting so long, Tom.
Yeah, James, first off, I want to talk about Trump was in Miami today. He gave a great speech about what's going on with Cuba. But that's I'll talk about that in a minute. But I did see something really breaking that's really good.
Tom, we're going to come back to that. That's a big story today. Donald Trump unwinding some of the stupidity of Obama vis-a-vis communist Cuba. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. You want to listen to too much of Sting. Hey, engineer, we got to replace that Sting Well, here we are. We've got just one more segment left, and Tom's on the phone. Tom, give us a really, really quick point because we're out of time, and I want to mention that Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Marine General John Kelly, has done a great thing in starting to undo the Obama administrative effort to let everybody and anybody into the U.S. John Kelly's got he's got the pushback going. Go ahead, Tom, with a brief comment.
Yeah, James, there's 4 million illegals that can be deported right now because of that DAP. It's called DAP. The ones Kelly just talked about, and Trump's going to say that he's reneged on that. So once you get rid of these 4 million illegals out here, Trump's going to win the election in a landslide in 2020. But you cannot allow these Puerto Ricans to keep coming in here. We cannot make them a state, because once you make them a state, they're all going to vote Democrat anyway. 90% of these Puerto Ricans are like Jews. They're going to vote Democrat. So Donald Trump and the Republican Party be crazy to allow Puerto Rico to become a state in the United States. But getting back to what happened today in Miami, Trump overwhelmingly won the Cuban vote. So, and he did a great thing. And Obama is just a communist, James. Barry Sortero, Hussein, Obama is nothing but an abomination of an alien nation where it all ended up with constipation, because the guy is a sick sicko.
Yeah. Tom, thank you.
Get out of here, James. 4 million.
Yes. Okay.
4 million.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Let me go to the DAPA story. Marine General John Kelly said the administration's announcement ending the so-called DAPA amnesty, and I'll give you that acronym in just a second here, quietly cuts the legal legs off of the still operating DACA, that's the Dreamers amnesty for younger illegals. The DAPA is for the parents.
Oh my God.
John Kelly, here is what, now, by the way, the left is trying to, again, undermine Trump by saying he's going forward with the Dreamers. He's not sending the Dreamers back. Not true. And here is this. Here is what the ACLU said, being more truthful about it. They said the only certainty in Trump's America is uncertainty. They're trying to distract us. That's us, the Patriots, and Trump is trying to distract us with their back and forth on DACA as their mass deportation machine proceeds full speed ahead. That's good news, folks. That's the ACLU recognizing that Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly and other secretaries that Trump has, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, they are unwinding the damage done by Barack Hussein Obama. Good news on which to end the show tonight. Paul, thank you. George, thank you. We'll see you all for our Sunday 3-hour program. See you then, 3 to 6.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.